Nerd Soul.
Yeah, late ill kid at one young, still holding it down, bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, another wonderful episode of, that's right, movie reviews.
We're talking about Ninja Turtles, Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Hit that subscribe button,
the comments and all that.
Hit the comments and go hit the subscribe button to see more movie reviews on YouTube.
Well, all
on
right.
Michael on nurseonmichael.com.
Anyway, guys, what's up? We are here to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. I got Nerd Soul Light. Say what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, and I'm gonna give it to you real quick. How you feeling about the movie? How you feeling? Did you like it?
I liked it. It was like the big Superfly.
Yeah, Superfly.
He's kind of like a real life Superfly because Superflies, flies just fly.
Yep, flies do be flying. That's true.
Now, Superfly is just a bad guy.
Yeah.
Why? You know,
but he got problems. We're gonna talk about him in a little bit. So now that you've tuned in, please be aware, we about to spoil this movie. We done seen it, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't want to have nothing spoiled, just click watch later. You can go watch it, you know what I'm saying? Get your watch on and then come back and kick it with us. Now, if you don't care, if you're like, I ain't going to see this movie, I'm going to wait till it come out. Now, you can just sit, chill here with us, kick it with us, chill.
And play listen. Toys with me. Because my room is just upstairs. You take your left turn. And my room is on the left-hand side.
Yeah, well, I mean, we ain't going to just be letting everybody come up here and play toys. But anyway, Superfly. Was he a good guy? Was he a bad guy? How you feeling? Because, I mean, the humans was mean to him. How you feel about him? Do you like Superfly?
I don't like Superfly because I hate him.
You hate him?
Well, he's a bad guy.
I mean, it's true. True that. He is a bad guy.
He's a liar.
What,
he's a murderer.
Well, he isn't a lie. Well, I mean, I guess he did lie a little bit. You know what? You kind of got a point. I think he did do some lying. Did he do some lying?
Yeah.
He might have did some lying. So, all right. Superfly to me is a villain that, it wasn't really his fault. You know what I'm saying? He was a little fly. You know what I'm saying? His scientists made him. He was just a little fly minding his business. And then the humans, they came. They was mean. Blew up everything. He had to save his friends and stuff. So, I mean, he was, you know, just kind of trying to be a good guy, trying to live his life.
Mikey and this son of a gecko been friends, like,
feeling the vibe. Yeah, yes, the gecko was sweet. It was cool to see.
The gecko, he's mean.
The gecko wasn't mean. The gecko was sweet. It was cool. Him and Mikey was getting along. It was feeling the vibe.
Well, his team are mean.
Well, yes, they came up with different circumstances. So, like, you know, you have the turtles, and they're young. This is their first time. They don't never get to go outside because Master Splinter, like, yo, you can't go nowhere. It's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? He even said, I tried to take y'all up there. Y'all weren't listening. And then the humans was mean. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, they did show the humans being mean. But you got even Superfly side.
Because Superfly side has his bad team. Because he wants to kick everybody's butt and kill people in the turtle bad guy universe.
Wow.
Well, there's an Earth in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, there is that whole killing thing that is not good.
Yeah, but Superfly wants to kill the turtles. Because he thinks he wants to kill all the humans in Earth.
And that, I ain't gonna front, that was a big sticking point between Splinter. Because remember, Splinter doesn't like humans either, but he ain't want to kill nobody. Because Splinter was like, hey, I don't kill. You know what I'm saying? He was just, you know, maybe I steal. Because remember, they got to get their groceries. They got to steal the groceries.
Why?
Well, I mean, because they hungry. They can't just go into a store and buy food because, I mean, they hungry.
Wait, we can't steal stuff. Bad guy, superhero doesn't do that.
Well, they weren't stealing. They was stealing, but they wasn't like stealing because they was mean. They were stealing because, you know what I mean, they got to get bread and, you know, I don't know.
Milk
and eggs and stuff, you know, stuff. I mean, almond milk. Don't be drinking the other milk. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. They had to get supplies. And, I mean, nobody's going to let them just come in there and spend some money and be like, hey, I'm a big old turtle. let me buy some food, they ain't gonna let you. There's probably no codes about it.
The stuff is all free. You don't need to buy it. Superheroes don't steal. Well,
They were kind of stealing. They were sneaking up in there and stealing. When you take something they don't know, that's called stealing.
Well, they made like a terrible plan.
Well, they did have a good plan because I liked when they met April O'Neil. And actually, them meeting April O'Neil was kind of Raph's fault. Because remember, he threw that ninja star and got them all involved. But it was nice that they met April. They made friends. They made friends with their first human.
She threw double claw and then did one draw.
Yeah, she did. She did throw up a little bit.
She did.
Yep, it was a lot of throwing up. So it was.
Come on, man! You can't throw up in the movie.
Yeah, you can't be throwing up when you're trying to do your job and stuff. It's not good. It's just not. It's not.
It's green.
Yeah, and it's not professional. You don't want to be throwing up on your job. You come to work, everybody at work, and then you throwing up and doing wrong stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be throwing up in front of people. No. But she got herself under control. She did. She got better. You know what I'm saying? She got better. Didn't. And she did the report and everything without throwing up. She got a lot better. She was sure in herself. And I like how the story shows that. We meet April in a place where she doesn't quite fit in. You know what I'm saying? People don't really like her like that.
Why?
And
that's not
because she was puking and they call her puke girl. And they don't want to be around someone who's puking all the time. You know, and they want to make fun of her. So she's sort of an outcast. And when she meets the Turtles, they're definitely outcasts. So they have a sort of shared position. And even when they helped her get her scooter back, she was willing to, you know, talk to them, spend some time, and also find out all she could. Because it's interesting to see a big old turtle just walking around.
Like on No Way Home, Mysterio was trying to kill this big black orangey black monster. He was this tall.
Oh, you mean on Far From Home? Yeah.
But he
was a bad guy. He was super bad.
He was sick. Like, he kills everybody.
Well, he didn't really. He tried to, but we stopped. Well, Spider-Man stopped.
No, it's Mysterio was trying to stop him.
No, remember? It was just that fake drones and stuff that was making the fake pictures. So, I mean, everything was cool. It was just a trick with Mysterio. But anyway, back to the Turtles. How did you like the fight scenes?
The fight scenes were good. Even this big Superfly. We missed a little parts of them because we're being...
It's all good. Don't worry about why we missed it. We missed a little bit, but it's all good. We get a cool montage of fighting to find information. And we got to hear the song No Diggity. You know you love that No Diggity.
No Diggity. When they're fighting, they're like electromagnetic.
Yes, they were kicking and punching their way to the truth. And I like how they go through. You kind of get a good idea of the city and the players in the city. Like when it comes to like the mob bosses and the crime lords, you get a good view of how they conduct their businesses and who's snitching on who and who's telling on who and who knows the real information. And so we get to see them form more as a team. And we get to see their fighting skills all laid over a cool song. Shouts out to Blackstreet, Teddy Riley doing his thing because, you know, I like the way you're working. No diggity. That's right. And I don't know why No Diggity is like one of those songs that you got to put over a fighting montage. But I mean, hey, I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying?
That like went into Spider-Verse. Well, Miles killed Kingpin with that cool venom strike.
Well, now he didn't kill him. Remember, he left him hung up so the police could get him from the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. So yeah, Kingpin isn't dead. King's just, he's probably, I don't know, in jail, doing jail things. But we meet a team of young turtles and younger than, I'd probably say younger than we normally see them, but they kind of grow into their groove because they've never really had real fights. They even say, like, we haven't really fought anybody. So when they start to go through the bad guys and stuff, it's nice to have that growth from fight to fight, seeing them work together, figure out how, you know, how Michelangelo moves and Donatello uses his, like he says, I just have a stick. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
But I mean, the bow staff was cool. The bow staff was cool.
Like, bah, 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 bah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then you even have Raph with his size getting better, but he was ready to fight. He was excited to fight. He was ruthless,
like,
and toothless.
Like on the Spider-Man movie when he stops Venom?
Because
Venom kills Spider-Man, because he's a bad guy.
Well, no, Venom didn't kill Spider-Man.
Well, he fights him, and he's a big...
Yeah, he's definitely a hulking slab of symbiote goo. But no, Spider-Man, he's still alive. He ain't killing me.
Well,
he living it. He living it up.
Well, Harry Osborn was the Venom.
No, Harry came through to be the second Green Goblin.
Wait. Well, Harry Osborn was the Venom in the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, you're talking about the video game that we saw the trailer for. But anyway, we ain't talking about that. We talk about trailers.
Well, in the Spider-Man movie.
So, like, the cool thing that I like about the movie is, since we don't have a live action version, we're looking at animation. Most of the time, all you get, of course, with animation is just the art. But I like the attention to detail. One is just, it's a different style of art. It isn't your, I guess you could say, quintessential Pixar style art, which I think looked really good. How did you think it looked? Did it look good to you? Did you like the movement and the animation?
Yeah, I wish it was PG-13.
Oh, no. It was all right. Matter of fact, let's talk about that. There was some language in this that I wouldn't consider PG. There was some language I was like, come on, Cube. Like, Cube, like, reel it in. All right, y'all, look, where the writers
on
this?
But Superfly said so, like, 3-4 hours. I don't know how much he said. Maybe three.
Oh, he said more than three. But still, I wouldn't consider the language in this PG. So I will say, if you're looking to take a kid to this, be aware that I wouldn't consider this language PG. For the first, say, 10-15 minutes, we're cool, but we start to get into some language that I don't know if I would consider PG language. But I don't know if it's... It depends on you as a parent. Me, I thought it was a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, kids want to do what they think is cool. And if this movie looks cool, which it is, they're going to want to say those things because, you know, they're funny and they get responses and reactions. But anyway, that's all up to you. But there's a lot of D. There's a lot of H-E double hockey sticks. I think there's an A in there. But yeah, it's words that I wouldn't consider PG. But
you mean A on the ABC?
Yeah, it's just one of the letters. Don't worry about that. But anyway, the fight scenes for me in a movie about Ninja Turtles were... I'm on the fence about this. I like them, but I do think that we could have gotten one or two more fight scenes. With understanding that you're setting up a whole new lore of turtles to bring in, you know, new kids. So I would have liked one more fight scene or two more fight scenes. But I also do understand that when you're introducing a whole new turtle concept, like this is a brand new, they have this movie, they're going to have two seasons of the TV show and then another movie following this movie. They're kind of starting all over again and giving us a brand new take on the turtles. So, you know, there's a brand new take on Splinter, which I don't know if purists will like. I'm okay with it. The kind of Master Splinter. How did you like Splinter? Did you like Master Splinter, or was he cool, or was he kind of boring?
He was kind of boring.
Okay. I understand.
He's cool. Because he's kind of boring with the turtles, because they say, like, yeah, things that they're dreaming, like, so where are you going?
But he was cool when he was fighting, though, right?
Yeah, he was like, there was no, I like to wear your boots. There was no one that fight.
Yeah, he didn't get no diggity on his fight scene. But I did like that there were cute references to older Turtles movies. especially in Splinter's fight. You'll probably see it and pick up on it. So I thought that was fun. But all in all, this is a movie that I really thought was a good start to a new lore for Turtles. It was a good first villain for them to have too, because it really got to the core of how they feel about going out, how they feel about being exposed, how they feel about humans in the I guess they could say above world or whatever. And then the two very distinct views on how to deal with humans, how to deal with human threats, how to deal with the issue of being seen and essentially feared. So I like that this was kind of like their first foray into dealing with other mutants and dealing with how humans see them. Bless you.
Thanks.
And
sorry, everyone.
And how humans see them. But with that said, I didn't think that the resolution to the Superfly problem was
bad.
Climactic enough. It was just like, oh, okay, so it's all solved. But in solving it, I think April stepped up. She leveled up. The team and that we know, our Turtles, became a team. Leonardo started to sort of accept his role as a leader and become that. And then Splinter also realized that he can't raise his boys like he used to raise his boys. So all of our heroes learned a lesson and they all kind of grew, which is something that I like. And for this being our first steps into it, I think we got some good. I think we got something good going. So in the course of the summer movies, I wouldn't put this up with Into the Spider-Verse.
Because Into the Spider-Verse was...
I mean, across the Spider-Verse.
Sweet with Miguel O'Hare. Because it was even sweeter without Miguel. On the ending, I'm like... Boop, 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 boop. And then on the Lego Spider-Man said, beep, boop. You understand? Beep, boop. He's like, funny, like, what in the world are you doing, Lego people?
Man, Lego people, Miguel O'Hara isn't, he's not too keen on the Lego people. But, so, below Spider-Man, below Mission Impossible, but still up there with enjoyable films that I was entertained by, like, I'll put another one up there. There's, right now, for my summer, at the top, you have, like, Creed 3 wasn't really summer. But I'll just throw it in there for this year. You got Creed 3, you got Mission Impossible, you got Across the Spider-Verse. And then
Across the Spider-Verse was sweet.
And then it was sweet.
It was even sweeter without Miguel. But he wasn't sweet without Miguel in Spider-Verse. But it's sweeter with Miguel on Across the Spider-Verse. Because Miguel tried to kill Miles, but he wasn't trying to kill him. He was trying to stop him for what he's doing. If he stops doing it, it will get really, really bad. So he keeps doing it over and over and over. He did do the backflip. Well, not on the Across the Spider-Verse. He did on the Across the Spider-Verse song. Yeah, because like...
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. When we have the end credit scene. So, all right. But I would put this up with movies that I thought were enjoyable, entertaining, and worth your time. I'd say a matinee, or if you're not going to movie theater, you can wait till it comes home. But I was entertained by films like John Wick, Rise of the Beast, this movie, TMNT. So there are movies that I think are coming out that are on point. Now, of course, I guess with me just talking about movies I like, maybe I'm in scab territory. I don't know. We had our strike video. We talked about all that. But anyway, I think this is cool. This is a cool one. One that I'll probably go in and make sure that we have so we can watch it at home. And I think it's a good start to the new Turtle lore. And I definitely want to see what they do with this new series that they got coming, even though since we have the writer's strike, we're not sure when it'll come out. But I'm open to where they're going. There's some things that I'm not interested in, but I do love the art direction. I love the style, and the voice actors are impeccable on this. Like, I love all the guys, and they really do sound like brothers. The way they kind of like bounce off of each other when they're recording, and even Seth Rogen was talking about how they tried to record most of their stuff together. So the chemistry is extremely good on this. So I'm sold on it. I'm willing to keep going forward. I want to see what they got. I like it. How about you? What's your final thoughts? How are you feeling about this?
From this turtle kind of question, it kind of feels good on me, but for Superfly, it doesn't feel good on me. He's a liar when he's big.
Yeah, it's not good to lie. We don't be lying. Don't be out there lying.
But Superfly is a liar.
True.
He's a murderer.
We don't accept murderers. Yeah, we ain't gonna be doing murder.
He's just lying, trying to kill human beings, and we just found out Ninja was going to kill Superfly.
Trying to stop him. They weren't gonna kill him. They was just trying to stop him. As I get ready to go, TCRI, it looks like they're going to set them up to be kind of like a longer term, overarching, kind of in the shadows type villain, which I think is a cool look. I think it's a good look. And of course, we got a teaser for the main villain of the Turtles at the end of this film. The theater I was in, they went crazy for it. It was a nice little like tease to it. So there was a lot of cheers and claps and stuff for that. So I'm ready. Especially with the animation styles we've seen already, I'm really excited to see how they pull off multiple encounters with Shredder. And also what may go on later on with Krang and things of that nature. So with that said, holla at me. We'll holla at you down in the comments.
Holla at me. Holla at you.
That's
down
right.
In the comments.
And
I have one question.
Go ahead.
And Cross Spider-Verse was sweet. Even we do see Miguel. Hmm. That's the exciting part. But the not exciting part is when we don't see Miguel and into Spider-Verse. That's like sad.
Well, I mean, he's at the very end. He gets a little piece at the end.
Yeah, from Miguel. Because Miguel's like a liar and a killer. Because, he's a bad
guy. Everybody got to be liars and killers.
Miguel was lying. Yeah. He's a bad guy.
Well, yeah, I guess he kind of lied by omission. That's why Miles' feelings were hurt. You know, Gwen didn't say anything. You know, Peter didn't say anything. And, you know, his father's in danger. But we'll get into that next time.
Well, Miguel tried to hurt Miles.
Yeah.
He was the original Spider-Man. Because there is another Spider-Man in his Miles' universe. Because he's another Spider-Man. Because Peter kind of sees him around. But Peter, when Peter is like, I think, 1, 2, 3.
He was a little bit older than that.
Well, Peter had these circle glasses. And then Gwen, Peter was the Peter's not the lizard Dr. Connors is.
Well, in her universe, Peter was the lizard. But we're going to go in and bounce. Leave y'all guys later. Y'all can holla at us down below. Let's talk some movies. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next trip to the sewers, down there with Daz Effects and the Turtles. Until the next encounter with TCRI. Until the next fly that you might have to smash or smack or beat up or straight swat at the family reunion. This is from us to you saying peace.
Peace.